This is Billy Ruth Hopkins Furuichi with KCIW 100.7 FM right here in beautiful downtown Brookings. We have a wonderful day. In fact, almost every day is beautiful here in Brookings, and I'm here with more of my Leyendas de Mexico, legends from Mexico, days of the Mayans and the Aztecs. And in fact, there's a couple of legends right up until the 18th century. Vamos a contar unas leyendas de México. So sit back, relax, y vamos a escuchar unas leyendas de México. Working on this song for the next legend of the rabbit's ears, las orejas del conejo, the ears of the rabbit. Well, this is an old Mayan legend, and you know, rabbits have always had these legends about those big ears. And here's something that explains where they came from. Like, you might know that most legends are based on what the people at the time needed. So here they see this little rabbit, and this little rabbit was really happy. He was muy alegre, muy alegre. And he would hop, hop, hop around the jungle. Now, don't ask me why there's a rabbit in the jungle. So that question hasn't been answered yet. But the fact is, as a matter of fact, this rabbit used to have little ears just like a cat. It's true. So when this little rabbit had small ears like a cat, he was not very happy. No era muy alegre. Pero cuando creció esas orejas grandes, but when he finally grew those big ears, he suddenly became very pícaro. He became a rogue. Pícaro, que pícaro. And que pícaro ese conejo. Era muy alegre. He was very happy. Y muy travieso. And he was also, you know, quite mischievous. This legend that comes from the Mayan time about the rabbit is very interesting. And as a matter of fact, you might think that maybe he had to do several tricks and accomplish several tasks before he got those big ears. As in all legends, the god of the animals had this test for him. When he went to the god of the animals and he said, I just have these little tiny ears. No, tengo esas orejas muy pequeñas y no soy alegre. And I'm not very happy. So he was kind of a whiner. Kind of, they do exist, those complainers. They're out there. And what they have to do is look in the mirror and say, what can I do to better myself? This little rabbit did the same thing. Let's just go into the legend. Qué pícaro, qué pícaro. Conejito, qué pícaro conejo. Eres travieso, eres astuto, pero siempre alegría, siempre alegría. A rogue you are, a rogue you are, little rabbit. A rogue you are, a rogue you are, rabbit. You are so smart and you are such a trickster, but always very happy, always very happy. Eres astuto, eres travieso, pero siempre alegría, siempre alegría, siempre alegría. Hasta que un día
se vio su rostro en el espejo del lago. Until one day he saw his face in the mirror of the lake. Dio cuenta que sus orejas fueron muy pequeñas. He noticed that his ears were very, very small, como las orejas del gatito, like the ears of a cat.
Well, just at that moment, a cat came along. As a matter of fact, it was a panther. And he thought he might just pounce on that little rabbit with those little ears. He said, "Your ears are just like mine," said the panther.
And the little rabbit said, "No, no, 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 no. Please, what are you talking about? I am a rabbit. Soy un conejo. No soy gato."
"Oh," the panther said, "you could have fooled me," sneered the panther. "Just look at those little ears. And you're also very little. And look at that little tail. I could eat you in one gulp."
And he said, "No, no, no, please, no, no. Look, look at our reflections. There's something I could do for you. We just have to go find the god of the animals. Vamos a buscar el dios de los animales." "Ah, el conejito dijo al pantera. A lo mejor pudiera compensar a los dioses de los animales que ellos necesitan echar del Amazon ese león, porque no debe ser león en el Amazon. There shouldn't be a lion in the Amazon. Whoever heard of a lion in the Amazon? The lion can't be the king of the Amazon. You must be the king of the Amazon." "A lo mejor tienes razón, conejito. Si tú puedes echar el león, entonces a lo mejor, perhaps, it might be said, a lo mejor, no voy a comerte." Well, the little rabbit thought, "My gosh, this is great. But now I really have my work cut out for me." El conejito estaba un poquito nervioso porque no sabía precisamente cómo iba a hacerlo, pero iba a hacerlo. Y a lo mejor sí pudiera hacerlo.
"And as a matter of fact, I bet he could do it, too. Then the god will give you bigger ears if you can convince him that he needs to kick the lion out and make me the king of the animals."
"Right. Let's see what he can do for us. And maybe I won't eat you."
As a matter of fact, perhaps this legend of the rabbit's ears helped the Mayan people to change the way they saw themselves in comparison
to the powerful creatures living amongst them there in the jungles. Yes, these legends do have their ways. Bueno, pues, vamos a ver qué pasó con el conejito.
What happened to the little rabbit and how he came to get those big ears, those big ears, those big ears, those big ears. Que picaro, que picaro conejito, que picaro conejo. Eres travieso, eres muy alegre y siempre picarito, y siempre picarito, and always a little rogue you are, little rabbit, you little rogue you are.
El conejo estaba tan triste que se sentó debajo de un árbol y comenzó a llorar.
¿Qué tienes, conejito? ¿Por qué lloras? Preguntó la lechuza que vivía en el árbol.
Y lloro porque quiero ser más grande,
dijo el conejito. La lechuza era un ave sabia. Cerró los ojos por 2 o 3 minutos para pensar en el problema y luego dijo, conejito, debes visitar a los dioses de los animalitos. Creo que él puede hacerte más grande.
Well, little rabbit, you must visit the god of the animals. I think that he could make you bigger.
Me es gracias, lechuza sabia.
Voy a visitarlo ahora. Thank you so much, you wise old owl.
I will visit him right now. I hope he can help me. Hop, 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 hop,
hop. Y fue saltando hacia la colina donde vivía el dios. Hop, hop, hop. And he went off, hopping down the road to see where the god lived.
Buenos días, ¿cómo estás?
Dijo el dios de los animalitos cuando vio al conejito.
¿Por qué quieres ser más grande? Why do you want to be bigger?
Well, I just think that if I'm bigger, then I'll be able to rule the Amazon.
What are you talking about? The lion rules the Amazon.
Well, that's interesting, because haven't you checked a map out? Aren't you supposed to know these things?
¿Qué estás hablando de esas cosas que no sé? Todo sí soy el dios de los animales y yo sé todo.
Oh, looks to me like you haven't looked at a map of the world in a while there, God of the Animals. I think the lion has to be the king of the jungle.
Sí, es cierto. es el rey del... Bueno, pues entonces necesito pensar más.
Yeah, I think you do need to think a little bit more clearly about that. The lion should be the king of the jungle way over there. Look way over there. Let's just get up there and look over there. Look to the east. Look to the east. Look to the east. Look to the east. Mira.
Sí, entiendo de qué estás hablando. I understand what you're talking about. Yes, let's just kick the lion over there to Africa.
Al principio el león no le gustaba.
At first the lion didn't like that at all. Then he kind of got his bearings a little bit and he thought, I kind of like it over here. And this is the real jungle. Thank you, God of the animals. But now who's going to rule the Amazon?
El conejito inmediatamente dijo, ay, yo puedo ser el rey del el Amazon.
No, you can't. You're too little. Just look at those little ears and that little body.
Sí. Eso es que estoy diciendo. Necesito orejas más grandes. Necesito un cuerpo más grande. Necesito todo el cuerpo más grande.
Pero si estás más grande, pudieras hacer daño a los otros sin saber qué estás haciendo.
Oh, you might be right.
Your trickster plan might backfire. Be very careful. Listen to me, rabbit. I have a better plan.
So the little rabbit listened, and he agreed to everything that the god of the animals was saying.
El dios de los animales puede hacerse al pantera, el rey del Amazon.
Ooh, what about me? I thought I was supposed to be the king of the Amazon.
Ay, conejito, no pudiera ser el rey del Amazon. Ay, pobrecito conejito. No pudiera ser el rey del Amazon.
Tienes esos delusiones grandiosos. You have these grand delusions about yourself. You better just take a look at yourself in the lake. Look at yourself. Let's go to the lake.
Hop.
They looked into the mirror of the lake. The owl was looking over his shoulder.
You see what I mean?
I think I understand what you're talking about, yes, but I still want big ears.
Well, then just ask the god of the animals for big ears. You don't need a big body. Just big ears. And I'll tell you what, I bet you anything you'll find the perfect home somewhere very soon.
Mañana tienes que traerme la piel de un cocodrilo, de un mono y de un culebra. Well, tomorrow you must bring me the skin of a crocodile and of a monkey and perhaps a big serpent.
Muy bien, señor, hasta mañana. Okay, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
El conejo estaba alegre. Fue saltando hacia el río. Aquí vio a su amigo, el pequeño crocodilo.
Well, the little rabbit was so happy. I mean, he went jumping until he saw his friend, the crocodile.
Amigo piel elegante hasta mañana. Necesito para... Could you, crocodile, could you please loan me your skin, your elegant skin until tomorrow? I need it for...
Para una fiesta, ¿no? Para una fiesta, ¿no? For a festival, right?
Said the crocodile.
Oh, you want it for a festival, right? He said, before the crocodile could even finish what he was going to say.
Yes, yes, yes. Sí, 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 respondió rápidamente el conejito. Yes, yes.
Ah, gran honor para mí. Aquí lo tienes. Chup, 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 chup.
Oh, what a great honor for me.
Hey, hey, here you are. Chup, 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 here you are. Chup, chup, chup. Con la piel del crocodilo, el conejo visitó al mono y a la culebra. And with the skin of the crocodile, the little rabbit visited the monkey and the great snake. Each of his friends gave him their skin for the festival.
Well, cada amigo le dio al conejo su piel para la fiesta.
Very nice of them, I would say.
Muy temprano, en la mañana siguiente, el conejo fue despacio, muy despacio, despacito, con las pieles pesadas ante el dios de los animales.
So the next day, he went very slowly, dragging these heavy skins up to the god of the animals.
Aquí estoy con las pieles.
Here I am with the skins, he cried so happily. El dios estaba sorprendido. The god was so surprised, and he thought,
out loud, he said,
Voy a ser grande solamente en tus orejas.
Yes, I will do something for you. I will make your ears big.
Así puedes oír mejor. That way you can hear better. Y eso es muy útil cuando tus enemigos estén cerca.
And that's very utilitarian skill when your enemies are close to you.
El dios tocó las pequeñas orejas del conejo y, como por arte de mágica, se le hicieron los grandes.
So the god touched the little ears of the rabbit, and as if an art of magic had occurred, his ears were suddenly huge.
El conejo no tuvo tiempo de decir nada, ni una palabra.
The little rabbit didn't have time to even say not even one word.
Well, mil gracias. Buen Dios, thank you so much. Good, wonderful God of the animals that you are. Oh, you are so knowledgeable and kind. Now I am so happy.
Ahora estoy muy feliz, dijo el conejo.
Y fue saltando, saltando, saltando por los campos con las pieles de... Devolvió a sus amigos con gratitud.
He went jumping, jumping, jumping back to give the skins back to the friends that had given them, had lent them, with such gratitude.
Y la lechuza le dijo al conejo, so the owl said to the little rabbit,
ha, 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 buenos días, amigo mío. Eres muy hermoso con esas orejas grandotes. Oh, hello, my friend. You're so beautiful with those big ears. And para ti es mejor tener las orejas grandes que el cuerpo grande. And for you, yes, I think it is better to have those big ears than a big body, right?
But then who came prowling up? But the big black panther. rabbit. Rabbit, conejo. ¿Qué estás haciendo? ¿Dónde está mi promesa? Where is my promise? You promised me something. In trade for those big ears. ¿Dónde está mi promesa? ¿Qué me vas a dar? What are you going to give me? And the panther began to crouch.
Well, hold the phone there. I got rid of that lion for you. What more do you want?
Oh, quiero que te vayas para siempre.
Quiero que te vayas para siempre. I want you gone forever, said the panther. Out, out of the Amazon, forever.
Start making tracks now. Flop, 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 the rabbit hop, hop, hopped, and the panther chased him. Hop, 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 up through Argentina. Hop, 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 up through Venezuela. Hop, 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 up through the Panamas. Hop, 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 and the panther said,
goodbye, adios. Nunca vayas a regresar. Esta es mi tierra. You will never return to my jungle again.
I've always wondered about this legend, but now I know. For you mustn't make agreements with animals that can eat you, unless you intend to keep those agreements. To this day, hasta ese día, nunca vayas a encontrar un conejo en Sudamérica. So stay tuned for the next legend that's coming your way from Angelita's Wings.
We will have another legend for you very soon. Another episode of Las Leyendas de México.
Thank you for joining in. See you next time for Angelita's Wings, Leyendas de México.